What's up, K-Casters?
Hey, K-Casters.
So before we get into this, well, today's podcast, it is June 7th, 2020, and we hope that you all have been staying well with COVID-19.
Staying safe.
Staying safe, washing your hands, don't be dirty.
Stop being nasty.
Wear a mask.
Social distance.
So, oh God, please. We're on vacation right now, and there is no social distancing. There is no masks being worn.
It's horrible.
It's disgusting.
Bitches be nasty.
Also, in light of everything that has been happening, 2020 is just a shit show. So far, it's a huge shit show. But in reference to Black Lives Matter, we stand with everyone, not the cops. Fuck the cops.
Fuck the cops. Fuck ACAP, 1312.
And we, in that aspect, if you are going out to protest, please, please stay safe.
Mm-hmm. Cover your face. Cover anything that can be identified.
Identified. Look up how to defuse the tear gas, how to safely get it out of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Just please, please stay safe. Don't instigate against the cops or local businesses directly. However, if you see a cop trying to harm a person of color, you fuck their shit up real quick.
Fuck their shit up. If you're white, protect your POC people. Yes. Shield them. Do whatever you can.
And you can sign every petition you can. If you can't monetarily donate to any of the causes, there are YouTubers of color who have the playlist set up that if you can't skip the ads, you have to watch the ads. And the revenue from that will go towards the Black Lives Matter movement, the different ones. Mm-hmm. So please stay safe. We love you. We care about all of you. On that note, on with the show. So, have you guys ever wanted to do your own podcast?
Ever wanted to voice your own opinions?
That's what we did, and that's why we downloaded Anchor. Anchor is a free app that you download straight to your phone or you can use on your computer.
It lets you record straight from it and it lets you edit and publicize your own opinions for the world to hear.
And the cool thing about it is it distributes it to a bunch of other different things. Most of our listeners are on Spotify. But that the only reason it's on Spotify is because of Anchor.
Anchor will post your podcast to any other known podcast sites that it has connections with. Which includes things like Google Podcasts, Spotify,
Stitcher,
all these other places where you can build up your audience through Anchor.
And the cool thing is you can also add monetized segments, which you do not need a huge following for. You can start making money with, like, one person listening, as long as you keep advertising, adding in segments. Download Anchor today and make your own podcast so we can hear what you want to say. Start recording. What's up, K-Casters?
Yo, yo.
So today, we are coming back to you with August D, mixtape number 2, D2.
About time.
Yes. How long has it been since August D?
Over a year.
Let me see. I'm gonna Google this. 8, August D. First mixtape. First Mizumi. Okay, what is that? Why is that a thing? Okay, so, it's been longer than that. August D is the debut mixtape by South Korean rapper August D, better known as Suga from boyband BTS. It was released August 15th, 2016 by Big Hit Entertainment on SoundCloud.
That's a day after my birthday.
It is. That's funny. But, so, 2016 and D2, let's see, let's make sure we got this right. Well, yeah, we got that. But the exact date. May 22nd, it looks like, of 2020.
Wow.
So, that's about 4 years right there.
Jesus. That's a 4-year mixtape.
And it definitely, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about each song today, because I told you each song as we went by it. Mm-hmm. And the one that opens this mixtape is Moonlight.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So good.
I like that one.
I mean, I liked all this, every song on here. Mm-hmm. We will talk about the controversy within the third track. But Moonlight was just very, very Yoongi.
Yeah, it was a really, like, Yoongi track.
Yeah, it was just right on top with everything. When you think of Yoongi, it's like, I don't remember if it was this song or the other ones, but he straight up said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
okay,
sure.
I mean, if that's what you want, I'll do it for you. I have a meme on my phone. It was like a little cat in the sky with a cowboy hat that goes, Yoongi!
But the mixing, all of it was amazing. Mm-hmm. The next song was the title track. Dude, that MV was masterpiece.
It slaps. Mm-hmm. Okay, but listen. Long-haired, blonde Yoongi.
I need it. I need it so bad.
I want him to grow his hair out like that, but we know he never would.
No, he never would. That's not gonna...
I was gonna say, that's dangerous. Don't do that.
There it goes. That works.
When it comes down and hits one of us in the head.
It's gonna hit my Chromebook. Come
again. When it busts open on your Chromebook, don't blame me.
When we got here down the shore yesterday, we had, like, unpacked everything. We got, well, you know, as unpacked as we're gonna get. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, do you want to watch it now? So while we're alone? So you can get your shit fucked up?
I mean, we weren't alone. Alex was in here, but...
Alex left. Mm-hmm. Alex opened the door, saw what we were doing, and then left again. But that the MV was great. Jin and JK...
fighting in the background.
Like, we both had the same thought, too.
Why didn't he use the fishing pole? He went to go straight kick Jungkook, but, like...
Seriously, like...
The fishing pole was at his disposal.
And then you had Cookie just like, oh, you gonna kick me?
He was ready to, like, actually beat Jenna.
I think they actually threw hands. Okay, so...
They just had to cut it out of the MV.
they were like, alright, stop, they're still going. Then there's gonna be, ah! Okay, the next one was What Do You Think? That is the one that has hit controversy with a lot of people. Now I did learn about Jim Jones a long time ago. I didn't recognize that was the clip that was used. I want to know who did find out that was the clip, because even like
I couldn't even tell what he was saying.
No, I couldn't hear him. So like we can track that up to, you know, it being a speech from so long ago that it was just garbled with audio. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't pointed out, I wouldn't have known.
Same.
Because it just sounded.
It added ambiance, I guess.
It did add an ambiance. And I get why people are upset. Me, personally, I'm not that upset. Mm-hmm. But I understand why people are. And yeah, I'm not going to, you know, be like, oh, well, you're wrong. No. Everyone feels how they feel.
Yeah.
The next one was the one that called. I made you guess who the feature was. The song is called Strange.
Is it the RM one?
Yeah, featured RM.
I got real hype when RM was in there. I was five of a Yoongi, and you were like, guess who the feature is. And I was like, is it someone I know? And you were like, well, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. And then...
Who's Namjoon?
When RM came on, I was like, there's the voice.
And I was like, RM.
Namjoon.
Namjoon. Chunky Namjoon.
What are you guys doing?
Recording
Damn,
a podcast.
Damn, Alex.
They've heard your voice on the podcast before, so, you know, it's Gucci.
I need to charge.
Okay.
Chunky Namjoon.
Chunky Namjoon. Sorry, Ashley. That's where we got it from.
I know.
It was the Pepsi dance practice.
Bye, Alex.
I'm sorry, children.
I don't even know
what you call me a fucking child? Are you trying to fucking throw hands?
The next song was called 28, and it featured Nihwa. Nihwa. There's two eyes.
Was that the,
That's the one in the...
The like, ballad-sounding one?
No, that was Burn It.
Yeah.
28
The one that's after the interlude is the one that I vibe with the most.
Well, I found out through the way we listened to it on my phone yesterday was not the correct order.
Oh.
I had to go back when we were all sitting in the kitchen last night and rearrange everything because I didn't have them in the right order. 28
Rule 28 was?
Let me see if I can... we're not... If people can do a whole live stream of the album, we're not going to get copyright for playing part of this song. 28 Augusty. Oh, he's a cute boy.
Mihua?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's cute. Where have I seen him before?
Gotta hear the opening part.
This is what I meant! This was,
oh, this was the one you're talking about? Okay.
I think this one was like one of my favorites off the album.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites. Why are the closed captions in like Russian?
Why not?
Yeah, right.
Russian armies exist.
Ooh. This lyric was, I guess he's getting older and I don't remember. Because it's apparent, according to, I'm going to also put in there, Multifaceted ACG, I think it's still on YouTube. Mm-hmm. She did a full album listen of this. I got to show you some of that. She
lost it.
She lost her shit.
I can already imagine. She lost it.
If you type in Multifaceted ACG on YouTube, her channel will pop up. She also does very funny things. Mm-hmm. She's an entertaining woman. I look up to her.
She's great.
So hard. Actually, it looks like she might have taken it down because it was a live stream. Oh, I know, there it goes. Okay, on her channel, it's called It's Been 4 Years. And she was saying that the song itself represented how he feels now as a 28-year-old, you know, Korean age, as opposed to when he did when he first started debuting. And then as he got older, his views changed. He doesn't want to be part of this anymore, but he still wants to, you know. It's one of those things. It's like with Eric, with Love, Die Young.
Yeah.
It feels like as these artists are getting older, they're like, eh.
Yeah, they're seeing, like...
the world for what it is.
Yeah. I feel like that's like a thing with the K industry, like mm-hmm. the K music industry. I've noticed that with a lot of people, but it happens more with idols than like the K-rap, K-hip-hop
right.
scenery.
Right.
And I think it's because of the way that the two industries are really like set up.
Yeah.
And like the way they follow through with things, because with idols, it's so strict. You have to
X,
breathe
y, and Z.
A certain way.
Right.
You know?
You have to do X, Y, and Z. Which, you know, in terms of us speaking in our early disclaimer about the Black Lives Matter movement, people were getting mad BTS wasn't speaking up. And I understand why people were mad about it. However, at that point, I know you are new to the K industry. Because you would know that at that point they are under strict orders from their companies to not make waves, to not speak up unless we give you permission. So when BTS did finally speak up about it, people were like, oh, and see, you all were doubting them.
Well, no, they just got permission.
They just finally got permission. You know, it seems like people actually forgot that American Hustle Life happened. Mm-hmm. And now for new armies, I understand. You don't know about that. Mm-hmm. That's a whole thing. We had a whole line of inside jokes focused around American Hustle Life. And then there were things that I'm really grateful Tay does not say turn up anymore after watching him get torn apart by Coolio. But
turn up!
Like, he was baby.
He didn't know.
Right.
I mean, at that point, he had, like, no knowledge of, like, American life.
Yeah, even the only one at that time who had any sort of knowledge was Jungkook, but he was so young.
Right.
And even, I think...
he was, like, 15.
Yeah, he was. But, and another thing, like, RM was, like, he barely spoke English at the time. He spoke English, but
right.
not... It wasn't as it is now.
Yeah.
He still says he's not good at English. I went, shut up.
Shit.
Your English is better than my Korean. Shut up.
Oh my god. I know this is not BTS, but it makes me think of that one interview that Shinee's Key did, because he speaks fluent English.
Yeah, yeah.
And his interviewer goes, because he said, like, oh, my English isn't that good. She's like, okay, well, you're already better than me because you speak English and Korean.
Bilinguals. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, the next song was Burn It, which featured Max. That's the one that you were like, is Yoongi singing? And I'm like,
no. it started off, and it sounded so eerily like Yoongi, and I was like, this man is not about to bust out some notes on me.
But then you realize he does kind of bust out notes along the way.
A little bit.
Like, it's not, like, as heavily, like, when you hear, it's the song RM and Tay did, 4 O'Clock.
Yeah.
Like, you do get Namjoon singing, and I'm like, where the hell are you been? It's singing!
Or, his cover of Fools with Jungkook.
I don't think I listened to that one yet.
Oh, you should.
We also, Jungkook did do another song for Festa. I didn't include that in our list, but we'll watch it on our own. We don't need to talk about it. the next song was called People? I don't remember this song.
I was
about
to say, which one was that one?
Hold on.
I feel like,
I just realized, instead of going to YouTube, I have these on my Chromebook.
I like this mixtape, but I feel like there's quite a few forgettable songs on here.
I could see that as well.
His first mixtape, there are no forgettable songs.
No, like, you hear just one part of that, and you're like, wait, I know this song, this is this.
Every single song. Did not miss. He don't miss.
We're talking about People. 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Can y'all let me play it?
No.
There it goes. Okay. I remember the...
This must be a really forgettable song. Okay, yeah. I got you.
So the like I said, all these songs are so good. You're right though. There are a lot of songs that it's like we listened to that. Like that was a thing.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
I don't know what makes it forgettable. I mean, they're not bad songs.
No, they're amazing songs. I also feel like in this sense, because we know we have so much on our plate, between what's going on in the world, us in general, we got 4 different plates and it's all chaos, all of it.
But I mean, even if I just like think about the mixtape, I feel like this feels like a Groovy Room album.
This is like, you know, I feel like this is you get high and you just lay in your room.
It feels like, I don't know, something about his mixtape feels like it comes straight out of like AOMG or Higher.
Right.
Or something like that.
This was a song I think you were saying that messed you up, Hansul. Which was the last... When we listened to it yesterday, this was the one that played after the interlude. Which, you know what, now makes sense that the interlude was higher up. This was the last song we listened to yesterday before we watched The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals. It's very haunting.
Yeah, this was the one that I really liked. I think this was the one. Between this and the title, those are like my two favorites.
My favorite was Strange with RM.
Yeah, that one was good too. I think that's like my third. Yeah. Yeah, this was it. This is definitely my favorite one.
Yeah, just that opening is so eerie.
Yeah.
It sounds like it would be like, I don't even know where.
Dreamcatcher. Yeah.
I was thinking more in terms of not idols.
Oh.
That would be something I would use in, like, the Halloween dance show.
Right.
Or around Halloween. So after that was the interlude, which was Set Me Free.
It was alright.
Yeah. I think that's when he curses out.
He could have done it in both.
He did it at least once in each song. Let's be, you know.
In the this is Yoongi we're talking about.
Yeah. The last one was Dear My Friend featuring Kim Jong-un of Nell.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Forgettable.
It was pretty.
Yeah.
It was very like.
Yeah, I do remember it, but like.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah. Anyway.
More than half of this album, I kind of don't care about.
Daechuta was like the main. Everyone got hype, and people. I have it on my Twitter somewhere, but someone mixed UGG with this, and I I'm done. I didn't know I needed this in my life.
Okay.
It was just with the bong.
Oh,
in the opening. Mm-hmm. It ended with Yoongi shooting the emperor version of himself.
Yeah.
And then... Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah.
I was like, what? But that was everything on August D. The album is called D2. It is available on every streaming platform. I bought it an hour after it came out because... It was Yoongi, and I knew I'd be here for it.
Should we talk about the MV? The MV
was just...
Now, since I watched the MV, the only thing I can think about is... When he's on his
knee. I told you, it was a... they made a TikTok meme out of it. Not a meme, but a trend. Mm-hmm. Where you would just kind of be standing there, and then when he started, you just start headbanging.
Right.
And Hobie actually got Yoongi to do it.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know if it went up on their TikTok. I'm not sure. I would have to look. I do follow their TikTok. But I feel like I always end up liking just, like, Kevin Wu's videos. Wholesome baby.
He's so cool.
Even though he's my age. Didn't know that.
Okay. Yoongi. We're talking about Yoongi.
Sorry. It's Kevin.
I know. But Yoongi.
Anyway. But like I said, that was the end of August DD2.
Yeah.
But that MV, it was... so amazingly shy. That's another thing Ashley talks about within her listening.
It was...
she went to that place. Yeah. She's there. Mm-hmm. And she gave, like, a brief history. Like, some of the music that they used within the instrumental. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong era, but it fits. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think of along the lines of the world. And even then, within that, I learned through Ashley, the scar Yoongi has in as the...
Emperor.
Now. As the Emperor... would already have been a problem because when you're the Emperor, you have to be perfection.
Yes,
perfection. So having that scar on his face wouldn't have been a thing. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. Ashley's very smart. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to her breakdown of this album, you come away knowing a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then you get to watch her have a mental breakdown, which is always funny. But it was... definitely, it's one of those things I don't skip when it comes on.
Right.
Like, when one of the songs play, I let it play through, just so I can re-hear it again. And even with Yoongi did re-release another version of the song without the Jim Jones audio. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to it, so I don't know if it takes away from it or not, but it didn't add much to the song anyway.
Right, I feel like it wouldn't change anything.
It wouldn't change anything. The song was still good.
It was a good song, but I don't think it's something I would, like, listen to again.
Well, when we talked about this last week, I was saying that I was like, I didn't, the song itself didn't stand out to me that way, so maybe that's why I didn't notice.
I think I could, like, pinpoint it. I feel like the reason why, like, some of these songs don't really, like, stand out is because I feel like I've heard them before.
Right.
You know?
It sounds like a lot of BTS's newer stuff.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because Yoongi has such a heavy hand in writing their music. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But...
I kind of feel like my standards were a little too high for Yoongi. You know?
With the exception of, like, the title track.
Yeah.
The title track hit just as well as, like, you know...
It's, like, exactly what I expected from Yoongi. But with the way the last mixtape was, she did not miss every song on that mixtape.
The only thing on the first mixtape that I do end up skipping for a while anyway was the little logs.
Oh yeah,
because it didn't have the music behind it, and my Korean at the time wasn't as well. My Korean's still not that good, but I'm learning. I'm trying. Which apparently that guy we were talking about yesterday, the one who said if you're trying to learn. If you found out about Korean culture through K-pop and K-dramas, you're a Korea-boo.
Yeah.
Well, then what the fuck are you? Because you're popping your ass twice every 2 minutes. That's another story. Twice is will happen soon. Mm-hmm. That the MV.
It's more and more, right?
Yes, more and more.
Yeah.
Actually, because some of them... yeah, twice was more and more. But now we have to go get ready and do other things.
Yeah.
So, until next time, bye, KCasters.
Bye-bye.